Dobro, zdaj,
zadnjo uro moramo pogledati še, kako vso ta teorijo zdaj ponuditi pred načrtovanju ene radijske zvezde. So, we have to see in the last hour how to put into practice all this theory. Prva stvar je treba povedati, koliko so velikostni razredi, koliko so številke. Ne? In sicer, če imamo tukaj polovico polja, ne? Tukaj smo zdaj v točki minus 60 dB. Ne? So half the field means minus 60 dB in terms of radio link performance. Ta točka tukaj plus ρ1, če nam ovira sega tukaj gore, če bi jo šli zračunati integral, so if we are going to compute the integral from here to the center of the spiral, we see that this point here is already at minus 16 dB. This peak up here, se pravi, ta vršiček tukaj je manj kakor en decibel. No in zdaj, per načrtovanju radijske zvezde se jasno pogovarjamo o smiselni natančnosti računanja. Ne bomo šli mi zdaj računati na stotinko decibela, če znamo zmeriti na 3 decibele natančnosti. So, talking about radio links, we are talking about reasonable accuracy of our computations. We are not going to try to compute the field at 0.01 dB accuracy if our measurement is just accurate 3 dB. Zaradi tega večinoma ta plus 1 decibel zanemarimo. So we mostly neglect this peak 1 dB more than but we do account for this minus 60 dB or minus 16 dB. En tak preprost približek, da se ga zapomniti, se pravi, če bi risal tu zdaj v logaritemski skali. So, trying to plot this in a logarithmic scale. Because usually we calculate our radio links in decibels, so we write everything in dB. Če rišemo višino ovire, ne? So this is the height of our obstacle, and this is the attenuation in dB without the minus sign, brez minus predznaka tukaj. Ne? No, za nas pomembne točke so zdaj minus ρ1 in plus ρ1. Ne? So the important points for us are the radius of the first Fresnel zone, minus ρ1 and plus ρ1. Smo videli, da tukaj imam nekaj manjše prenihaje. Ne? Spodaj imam nekaj manjše prenihaje. Ampak potem pa začne krivulja, ta krivulja s tem, na račun dva. In smo rekli, da tukaj imam šest decibelov, se pravi, when I see half of the horizon, se pravi, če je moja radijska zvezda točno ovira, točno se dotika zvezde. So, if my obstacle is just touching the incorrecting line, I have 60 dB attenuation, I have 16 dB up here, when I cover completely the first Fresnel zone. Kader prvo Fresnelova zona v celoti pokrijem, imam 16 dB oslabljena. Te stvari tukaj, so this ripple here is less than plus minus 1 dB and this can be neglected. Plus minus 1 dB. And this can be most occasions can be neglected because it's far beyond what we can calculate in radio link. Z velike machine of here, so for large obstacles, for H is larger than rho 1, we have the following approximation for the loss in dB. Imamo približek in ta približek pravi, da je tu približno 16 decibelov plus 20 decibelov krat logaritem desetički of H deljeno z rho 1. So, for large obstacles, I have an approximation that this attenuation is about 16 dB, and okay, if H is equal to rho 1, this is 1, logarithm of 1 is 0, so it's 16 dB. And then this thing is growing up as 20 dB times logarithm to the base of 10 of H over rho 1. Zdaj naprej se pravi, če smo tukaj v točki rho 1 je logaritem od 1 je nič, imamo 16 decibelov, naprej narašča stvar kot 20 decibelov krat logaritem desetiški od h deljeno od 1. Ne? To je tak matematičen približek z rešitev Kornujeve špirale, z rešitev polmera. So this is a mathematical approximation for this section of the Kornu spiral, or Euler spiral, or cloutoid, the way you call it. No in ta približek recimo bi nam prišel prav, če načrtujemo zveze preko velike ovire, so designing gradial links over huge obstacles, this approximation may be useful. So, to pull out a conclusion, se pravi, če potegnemo zaključek tukaj, če je ovira pod prvo Fresnelovo cono skoraj da ni merljivega učinka tukaj, zelo malo, če je ovira v tem umestnem področju, tukaj se stvari spreminjajo in grejo od nič decibelov, 6 decibelov, 16 decibelov. Ne? So in the range when we are crossing, our obstacle is just crossing the first Fresnel zone, the field is changing a lot. And then we have a good approximation for even larger obstacles, covering not just the first Fresnel zone, covering just also additional Fresnel zones. What happens about them? Ja, toliko teorija, se pravi, tu je teorija, matematična teorija. So this is a mathematical approximation that it's well valid above here, from this point onwards, this approximation is excellent. Unfortunately, natural obstacles are not that way. Žal, naravne ovire niso takšne in za naravne ovire ta matematični približek ne velja, ne? Bomo videli, kje je hec. So we have to see where is the trick that this approximation is frequently not valid for natural obstacles. Ovire, naravne ovire so lahko različnih oblik, ne? Najbolj preprosta ovira je tak špikast hrib, nekaj smo imeli na risetno so. A sharp mountain ridge is the simplest obstacle. Imamo zdaj tukaj oddajnik. Štrijemnik. Kaj se v tem primeru zgodi, ne? Če bi si jaz zdaj risal tukaj polje, ne? Na oviri, ne? Se pravi, E v ravnini ovira. So I'm trying to plot the field on the obstacle. Nimam skoraj nič polja tukaj, ne? Se pravi, tukaj
Potem mi polje tukaj enkrat pade na pokno vrednost in začne upadati. Upada pa zaradi razdalje, zaradi večer. So if I plot the field here in the section of the of my obstacle, if I have a sharp mountain here, I have a very sharp jump of the electric field. Virtually from zero, just behind the mountain, just above the mountain I have the full value, and this full value is then decaying as the distance to the transmitter is increasing. In this case, I have a very strong diffraction. In kje se ta močen uklon zgodi, ne? Spet pridemo na tisto, kar smo se pogovarjali, pa kar ste tudi imeli navajali, se pravi, da polje, daljno polje je Fourierova transformacija, dvodimenzijska Fourierova transformacija osvetlitve odprtine. So, again, we came to the conclusion that we already had also in the lab, in the experiments. Our far field is the Fourier transform of the of the field on the aperture. Now our aperture is here, naša odprtina je tukaj. Če imamo mi stopničko, ta stopnička je tista, ki proizvaja močen uklon. So sharp step in the field distribution causes lots of spatial harmonics. Ta stopnička naredi dosti prostorskih harmonikov in ta naredi močen uklon. In tukaj je ta naša enačba je veljavna, ne? So here our equation is valid. Enačba, ki jo imamo tukaj velja, ne? V tem primeru smo jo uporabili. Se pravi, če imamo tak oster gorski greben, tako skalni vrh, ne? Ja, niso pa vsod Alpe, ne? Na Pohorju jo tu že ne drži, ne? So we don't have sharp mountains everywhere. On many occasions we have rounded mountains, if the mineral is different, like this one. Kaj se tukaj zdaj dogaja? To imamo tajnik, ne? Ki seva sem gor, ne? Ampak zdaj, če bi si jaz zdaj narisal porazdelitev polja, if I draw here the field distribution on my aperture in the region of the obstacle, the field distribution does not have sharp transitions. The transition is much smoother in this case. Right, ta prehod tukaj je dosti manj stopničest, je dosti bezvezen, ne, če imam tako okroglo oviro, ne. Ker imam tudi pol senca tukaj, ne. Če imam tako okroglo oviro in imam tukaj sprijemnik, bom imel tukaj šibek uklon. So I will only have rather weak diffraction. Zakaj? Zato, ker imam tukaj zvezen prehod, ne. So, a smooth transition does not have that many high-order harmonics. And that means weak diffraction. Se pravi, tak... zvezen prehod da dosti manj uklona, ne? Še najslabši pa ta primer, ne? Imamo res... tak okrogo kucel, ne? Imamo tukaj oddajnik, ne? Tukaj je sprijemnik. Ja, tukaj svedimo zdaj gor, ampak kaj imamo na vrhu tega kucla? Na vrhu tega kucla imamo še naše naravne absorberje, ne? On top of our mountain we have pine trees. Pine trees always happen to be there where they are not needed anywhere. Que se vos deu temper miro zgodilo? Temper miro. Mi imamo tukaj zelo blago spremenjene polje tišine. I have here a really smooth transition. Very, very smooth. And the diffraction is very, very low. Tukaj imam zelo majhen uklon. I have very weak diffraction because of this transition is very smooth. A smooth transition does not contain harmonics. We barely need harmonics to have wide diffraction angles. Here we have no diffraction at all. So here we have really big problems in the case of such an obstacle. Toliko da vam povem primer. 25 let nazaj. Ker so mobiteloci še kakšno stvar pomirili, ne? So postavili NMT omrežje 400 MHz, ne? In per 400 MHz-nem NMT omrežju, ne? So mirili jakost signalov, so se vozili v kuli, ne? In so ugotovili naslednje, da je kadar spomladi list je poželjen na drevju, povprečna jakost signala pade za 10 decibelov, za faktor 10 krat. So, our mobile phone company, when they were at the beginning, 25 years ago, they made measurements. They measured the average signal levels of their network here in town, in Ljubljana. And the result of their measurement was that when, in spring, when trees get the leaves, because trees have no leaves in winter, the leaves grow on trees only in spring. Today they have summer. The signal level drops by 10 dB, by 10 times. Just the leaves growing on trees. What is the bottom line of this discussion? Kevom spušem s tem povedat, ne? Kada pride hvam nek silni prodajalc programske opreme in vam bo prodal program, ki bo vse napovedal, kakšno bo razširjen vaših radijskih valov. Ne? Vprašaj ga, če tisti program ve za listje na zelo. So, what is the bottom line of this discussion? Usually, people now today, they simulate everything. And to simulate everything, they need any kind of software. And you will see in your professional life as an engineer that you will get a salesman offering you software that will calculate with absolute accuracy the propagation of your radio signals. When you get that salesman, remember to ask the salesman about the leaves growing on trees. Is his software able to simulate the leaves growing on trees? This is measured 10 dB difference at 400 MHz and old NMT network. This was measured. So, ask him about that, because people sell any kind of software, they say they are able to simulate anything, and really, that software is rubbish. You just pay for it. Kaj lahko zdaj mi naredimo, da bomo podaljšali našo zvezo, ki ne gre preko hriba. So, what can we do if we have such an obstacle like this with trees and many different obstacles, there are different things on top of our hill, and we have no natural diffraction, what can we do up there? Kaj lahko v tem primeru radimo, če imamo tako oviro in moramo v selih postaviti radijsko stezo. No, najbolj preprost zgled vidite pri naših pošterih. Ne? Naši repošteri se ne zmenijo za nobene naravovarske ukrepe. In če je gost ne putim, oni samo je posilnico in pokušijo gost. So, our post office have a very simple solution for trees
on top of a field. They ignore any green movement, any political parties talking about the green environment. So, if trees are their problem, they simply cut the trees down. Probably we are not going to be able to do that, because nowadays it's very difficult to cut a tree. We have to find a different solution for our radio link that doesn't work. But you will see in Slovenia, if you travel around on many occasions, you see whole areas on the mountain, trees cut down. Why? Because there was an antenna on top and the radio link didn't work. And the easiest way was to cut the trees. Se pravi, imamo ta problem, da imamo tako grdo oviro, ne, tukaj vmes, ne. We have a very bad obstacle in between that has far too high diffraction attenuation for our radio link. Imamo oviro, ki ima daleč preveliko uklonsko slabljenje. Tajnik, ne. Kaj lahko naredimo gor na tej oviri? Ne? No, ena možnost, kar lahko naredimo, je ta, da gor na oviri povečamo uklon. So one solution on top of this mountain is to actually increase the diffraction. Increase the effect of diffraction. How? To install additional obstacles. Interesting. If we install different obstacles, we could increase the diffraction. Če bi si zdaj za to našo zvezdnico tukaj od tajnik sprijemnik, if I'm going to plot the Fresnel zones for this interconnecting line between here, between the transmitter and the receiver. I cannot draw them because I have another drawing down here. We can at least make some sections of this Fresnel zone. Sorry for using. Wait, I will use another color for the drawing. It will be much easier to understand. Because with just one color, I have many colors, so I will use another color to make a better drawing. So this is our obstacle. This is our interconnecting line. And I will draw the Fresnel zones in green. So this is my first Fresnel zone. Here, I cannot draw it down because I need the bar. Second Fresnel zone. These are not visible because they are inside the obstacle. But some Fresnel zones may get above the obstacle. And here on top of the obstacle, I shape some of the Fresnel zones. So I made a shade to shade this Fresnel zone. I made a shade to shade this Fresnel zone. Kar naredim tukaj na vrhu hriba, postavim uklanjalnik. I put a diffractor on top of a mountain. In zdaj ta uklanjalnik ima eno določeno površino, ne? A uklanjalnika, ne? In s tem jaz naredim zdaj kaj v mojem polju. So plotting the field now here, trying to plot the field here.
on our aperture here. What I do with the diffractor? With the diffractor I do this. I have a smooth rise of the field here, but then I make a step down, a step up, a step down, another step up, and then I have this smooth curve. Stende sem naredil take ostre prehode, sem tukaj zelo močno povečal uklon. S takšnimi ostrimi prehodi. So making this step transition by shading some Fresnel zones and leaving other Fresnel zones, I may direct a very strong diffraction down to my receiver. This is one solution I can do. Druga rešitev je, da tukaj zgor dam zrcalo. The other solution is to put up here a mirror. Ki ima eno površino A zrcala. So AZ is the surface of the mirror, AU is the surface of the diffractor. And this is also a possible solution. To je možna rešitev, kako bom napeljal tako zvezo. Ali bom naredil uklanjalnik, ali bom pa naredil zrcalo. Tukaj je zdaj odboj, ne? So here, in the case of a mirror, we are using a reflection. I hope you are familiar with the two terms, what is diffraction and what is reflection. Zdaj moramo mi pogledati, kakšen je naš račun. Ne? Okay. Za eno zvezo in za drugo zvezo. Ne? So we have to calculate now what is more efficient. Is it more efficient to put a mirror on the mountaintop or is it more efficient to put a diffractor on the mountaintop? No, in per obeh je treba pogledati kot je. So we have to look at angles on both sides. So with the mirror, I should write here the angle theta usually with the mirror. In bom pisal, da imam tukaj razdaljo R obdajnika, ali pa bom pisal TX. I will write transmitter, so it's international. And here R up to the receiver. Zdaj, kakšno moč prejme zrcalo? Zrcalo, ki ima odbojnost, recimo kovinsko zrcalo minus enega. A metal mirror has a reflective field of minus one, gamma minus one. So it perfectly reflects all incident power. But what is the incident power to the mirror? Kakšno moč upade na zrcalo? Na zrcalo upade moč, če imam tukaj zvezo v praznem prostoru, so if I have a free space link from the transmitter, the mirror gets the power that's equal to the power of the transmitter times the gain of the transmitting antenna. Multiplied by area of the mirror. Divided by 4 pi r transmitter squared. Ne? Se pravi, zrcalo dobi od oddajnika, elektromagnetno moč, neki je moč oddajnika krat dobitek oddajnega zrcala, deljeno 4 pi razdalja na kvadrat, ne, do zrcala. Površina zrcala, ampak tukaj pri tej površini zrcala je treba dodati zraven še kozinus teta. So, this area of the mirror has to be multiplied by the cosine of this theta, because theta may be approaching pi hat, and cosine may get very small, so the projection of the mirror may be very small in the direction of the transmitter. That is why I have to account this cosine theta. Kaj pa z sprijemno zvezo, tukaj? So what about the receiving link? The receiving link, the power in the receiver, is equal to the power of at the mirror. Times the gain of the mirror. Se pravi, moč na zrcalu, pomnoženo z dobitkom zrcala, zrcalo se obnaša kot usmerjena antena, ne, ki bo imela nek dobitek zrcala. Ne. Krat zdaj na sprejemni strani imam pa, dobro, lahko rečem krat dobitek sprejemne antene, ne, krat lambda za 4 pi razdalja do sprejemnika, vse skupaj na kvadrat. Ne. So I can write the other link as power at the mirror times gain of the mirror, because the reflection of the mirror is the mirror is direction, and times gain of the receiving antenna, lambda over 4 pi r squared. No, zdaj, kar moraš še tukaj zapisati, ne, je to, da koliko je dobitek zrcala, what is the gain of the mirror as a transmitting antenna, to je vsekakor 4 pi z lambda na kvadrat, krat efektivna površina, krat izkoristek. Ne? So, the gain of the mirror is 4 pi over lambda squared times effective area of the mirror times efficiency. The efficiency for all practical mirrors is equal to 1. This is no problem because they are made of metal. Metal is a very good mirror at radio frequencies. Covidia so zelo dobra zrcala per radijski frekvenci, se pravi, ta izkoristek je enak 1. Efektivna površina je pa tu 4 pi z lambda na kvadrat, krat površina zrcala, krat projekcija. Calculating the effective area, I have to account for the projection also here, because I have the reflection angle also theta here. Zdaj, če ustavim eno enačbo, drugo enačbo, tretjo enačbo, da vidimo, kaj dobim. Spray, let's try to put this equation in this equation in this equation in this equation to get one common result. Da dobimo en skupen rezultat. Ne? No, en skupen rezultat tukaj je zdaj moč oddajnika, dobitek od oddajne antene. Tukaj imamo dobitek sprejemne antene. Sprejemne antene. Imam zdaj 4 pi imam na kvadrat, 4 pi v imenovalcu na tretjo, 4 pi v imenovalcu 1, 4 pi na kvadratu imenovalcu. 4 pi na kvadratu imenovalcu. Potem imam lambda kvadrat tukaj imenovalcu, tukaj lambda kvadrat v števcu se pokaša. Imam površina zrcala na kvadrat, kozinus na kvadrat teta. Ne? Sem še kaj pozabil, sem napisal vse. Izkoristek je ena tukaj. The efficiency is one. I hope I didn't forget some terms here. Ja, razdalje sem še pozabil. Ne? Razdalje je razdalja do oddajnika na kvadrat, razdalja do sprejemnika na kvadrat. Ne? Dobro. Tu je, kar se tiče zrcala, ne? Kaj pa, kar se tiče uklanjalnika? Uklanjalnik se tudi obnaša tukaj, kakor ena nova antena, ki seva dol do izmeri. So, the diffractor is also acting as an antenna transmitting in the direction down. So, I may use the same equations for the diffractor, but with some small differences. The power I get at the diffractor, se pravi moč, ki jo dobim na uklanjalniku, je zdaj moč oddajnika, dobitek oddajne antene, delta x. Ja, ampak tukaj imam, dobro, 4 pi razdalja do oddajnika, kvadrat, ne? So this is the same. But the area is not the same, because if I count the angle theta here, now the projection is psi theta. Se pravi, imam površino uklanjalnika, ampak tu moramo pomožiti z sinus theta, ne za cosinus theta. Ne? che in realtà zrcalo stoji vodoravno, je cosinus theta, uklanjalnik stoji po konci, je sinus theta. Ne? So the difference between the mirror and the diffractor is that they are put at right angles. The mirror here is horizontal, the diffractor is vertical. That's the reason why I have the function sine theta, no longer cosine theta with the projection, but sine theta. That's the difference. In imam moč u sprijemniku, ki je zdaj moč na uklanjalniku, krat dobitek uklanjalnika, ne, krat dobitek sprijemne antene, krat lambda za 4 pi razdalja do sprijemnika in vse skupaj na kvadrat. So, the other link I have from the diffractor to the receiver is again the same here, but I have the power of the diffractor times the gain of the diffractor. Power of the diffractor, I got it here. Zdaj je še vprašanje, kakšen je zdaj dobitek uklanjalnika. Ne? So now the question is, what is the gain of the diffractor? In spet dobitek uklanjalnika lahko zapišem na enak način, kot tukaj, ne? 4 pi z lambda na kvadrat, krat efektivna površina, krat izkoristek. Ne? So I can write it in the same way. But the efficiency of the mirror was equal to 1. Izkoristek zrcala je bil enak 1. Ne? Ne pa izkoristek uklanjalnika. The efficiency of the diffractor will not be equal to 1. There are, I will explain later on why this happens. Se pravi, imam 4 pi z lambda kvadrat, ne? Krat površina uklanjalnika je spet površina uklanjalnika krat sinus theta. I have to account for the projection. And I have to find out what is the efficiency of the diffractor. Zdaj, z uklanjalnikom pa gledajte, kaj počne ta naš uklanjalnik? Naš uklanjalnik spušča določene frezenove cone in blokira druge frezenove cone. So, our diffractor lets pass the radiation of one Fresnel zone and does not allow the blocks the other Fresnel zone. Tako da naš uklanjalnik, če bi risal zdaj v kazalčnem diagramu, so plotting the complex plot, the real and the imaginary axiom, the phasor sum of the diffractor. In the diffractor, I count one Fresnel zone. Then I skip one Fresnel zone. I skip this one. So I have nothing going here. I again count one Fresnel zone. And I count the odd ones and I skip the even ones, for example. And again, I count one Fresnel zone. No, in kakšen je naš izkoristek? So, what could our efficiency of our diffractor be from this? Kakšen bo izkoristek? Jaz zgubim polovico polja. In the diffractor I lose half of the field. If I lose half of the field, half of the field means one quarter of the power. Se pravi, ena četrtina zgubim tukaj. Ne? Tukaj je half of the field, so this is E half. This is power divided by 4. I lose half of the power, and so I only get one fourth of the power. Times. Še naprej pomnoženo. Te kazalčki, ki jih seštejem, niso sofazni. So the phases I am counting are not in phase.
Če imam tukaj radi A, jaz naredim tukaj vsoto pikrat A, medtem ko tudi tukaj je samo dva A vse skupaj.
So I'm actually making an inefficient phasor sum here because I'm not correcting the phases of all contributions. I'm not summing all contributions like on a mirror, summing all contributions in phase, but I'm summing the contributions on a loop in the same way we did the integral the hour before. In tu nam da factor 2 za p. So this gives us a factor of 2 over pi for the field, or for the power 2 of the pi over pi squared. So the total efficiency of the diffractor is 1 over pi squared. Izkoristek uklanjalnika je zaradi tega 1 za pi kvadrat. Ker smo prvič, smo zgubili polovico polja, smo zgubili, ker polovico polja smo zasenčili z uklanjalnikom, ne? Uklanjalnik senči, ne? So this diffractor is actually shading some of the field. We are losing some of the field. That's half of the field. Half of the field means 4 times less power. And further, we are making this phasor sum very inefficient because we are not correcting the phase in between. V teh področjih tukaj vmes ne popravljamo faze. In zaradi tega mi seštevamo poloku na medrški poravni črti. In tu je faktor 2 za pi. That's an additional factor 2 over pi. With the field. Square for the power. So we have to put square for the power is 1 over pi square. Se pravi, tukaj imam 1 za pi kvadrat. Ne? Kakšen je naš zdaj celoten račun? So what is our total calculation for the received power with the diffractor? Is power of the transmitter, same as here, gain of the transmitter, gain of the receiver. We have A diffractor squared, cosine, sinus tukaj, ne? The difference we have, imamo razliko v orientaciji. Zdaj, uklanjalnik je pod pravim kotom, zaradi tega, kak je sinus nam je spodinusa. Spodin ima 4 pi kvadrat, razdalja do oddajnika na kvadrat, razdalja do sprejemnika na kvadrat, ampak tukaj še ena za pi kvadrat. Kakšen je zdaj, kje je zdaj primerjava? So, to make a comparison. This is the received power if I am using a diffractor. This is the received power if I am using a mirror. Se pravi, zanima me primerjava. A je boljši uklanjalnik, moč v sprejemniku v primeru uklanjalnika, proti moč v sprejemniku v primeru zrcala. Ne? So I'm doing the ratio of the two to see which one is better. Is it better to install a diffractor on top of my mountain, or is it better to install a mirror on top of the mountain? Which one is better? In zdaj zapišemo, ne, tukaj, pogledajte, v čem se razlikuje. So where is the difference? The difference, okay, areas. Area of the diffractor, area of the mirror. Sine squared, cosine squared. Sinus in cosinus, ne? In še nekaj imam od uklanjalnika, imam še pi kvadrat, še imam spodaj, ne? No, zdaj, če smatram, da te dva sta istega velikostnega reda, so assuming that these two are the same order of magnitude, I am left with, okay, površina uklanjalnika, površina zrcala. Dobro, razmere je površina kvadrata, ampak tu pač površina je znan. So area is money here, and we know what that means. But we are left with something else. Smo tukaj prepuščeni z tangens kvadrat teta deljeno z pi kvadrat. Tu je pa še faktor geometrije, ne? Kako je postavljeno, kako so postavljeno spet. No, in ta faktor geometrije
zanimivo, da daje prednost uklanjalniku, ne? So if we think about a typical radio link where the height of the obstacle is much smaller than the length of the link. Se pravi, če gledamo običajno geometrijo, ki je višina te ovire, dosti manjša, kot razdalja med sprejemnikom in oddajnikom, takrat gre teta proti pi polovic. Je postane ta tangens zelo velik in ima uklanjalnik prednost pred zrcalom. Ne? So, in the typical case that our height of the our obstacle, our h here, and we have the distance down here, distance is much larger than h, this means that theta goes towards pi half. Theta gre proti zelo velikim vrednosti, tangens theta je zelo velik, in ima prednost uklanjalnika. Žal, da danes pošterji ne znajo izračunati uklanjalnika. So, the guys employed at the post office, they are unable to calculate what they have to put up here as a diffractor. That's the problem. But it's better than the mirror. The diffractor is better than the mirror. It's more efficient in terms of money. How much money do we have to spend? Because the areas are money. This is money. And the diffractor is much less. In a typical radio link, when the obstacle is much smaller than the horizontal distance, and this is typical in radio link, the diffractor has an advantage. Ne. Zato, ker pošterji tega ne znajo. Te speljave ne obvladajo tega pošterja. Where is the disadvantage of the diffractor? Kje je zdaj slaba lastnost uklanjalnika? Slaba lastnost uklanjalnika, da je tukaj treba zračunati Fresnelove cone. Ne? In tukaj je treba pošterje postati v osnovno šolo. Se pravi, telekomovce se treba peljati v osnovno šolo, da se naučijo Fresnelove cone zračunati. To je prva stvar. Ne? Kaj moramo reći? To je prva resna ovira. Ne? Druga taka resna ovira je čisto tržna. Ne? Zrcalo vi greste do Calzavare, ne? Calzavare ni Italijan, ki to proizvaja, in naročiste zrcalo, vam prenese zrcalo, da se zrcalo postaviš in deluje. Ne? Uklanjalnik ga je treba izračunati za valovno dolžino oddajnika in za položaj, kjer bo. So, the second disadvantage, the first disadvantage of the diffractor with respect to the mirror is that the guys employed at the telecom know nothing about diffraction. So they don't know how to calculate the diffractor. They don't know this equation. The second problem with the diffractor is that the diffractor has to calculate it for our particular wavelength of the transmitter while the mirror can be broadband. That's a disadvantage. So, if you need a mirror, you just go to Calzavara. Calzavara is an Italian company making these mirrors for microwave links. You order the mirror and they bring the installation, and that's it. With the diffractor, you have to calculate for every particular link how this diffractor looks like. And this is a logistic problem, so you have to order the exact diffractor of the manufacturer exactly for the frequency, for the geometry of your radio link you have. To je slaba lastnost uklanjalnika, da ga je treba narediti točno tasa za tisto valovno dolžino, za tisto postavitu, za tisto geometrijo, kakor so stvari postavljene. Ne? Te stvari treba zbiti. To je slaba lastnost uklanjalnika. Ne? Ima pa uklanjalnik eno dobro lastnost. So, diffractor has a very good property. People usually forget. Yes, we had to invest in the calculation of the diffractor. But the positioning of the diffractor is much less critical than the positioning of the mirror, the pointing of the mirror. Se pravi, postavitev uklanjalnika je dosti manj zahtevna, kakor je zahtevna postavitev zrcala. Uklanjalnik lahko na široko se pa postav delala. Kadar pošterji postavijo zrcalo na hrib, imajo še en teden šraufanja, škrip, s kedorami, zato se zrcalo postavijo v te pravo smer.
So, the pointing problem is much simpler with the diffractor than with the mirror. We invested in the calculation, but the calculation we did, we already targeted our receiver. Se pravi, iz računom uklanjalnika smo že zadeli sprejemnik. Postavitev lahko šlampasta, ne? Od uklanjalnika med tenku, zrcalo je pa treba zelo, zelo točno naciljati. Tako da zrcalo ima svojo slabost. Žal, jaz bi rekel, da nas zaradi neznanja v klanjalniku vidimo bolj malo in vidimo bolj več zrcal. Ne? Tako da tukaj ostane odprto vprašanje. Jaz sem napisal pošten izraz tukaj, tako da potem izrazu lahko zračuna steke. No, mogoče tam, kjer je ena prednost v klanjalnika, je še ta, da nam ponavadi mi nimamo dostopne tiste učinkovite točke na vrhu hriba, ki je točno nad zvezdnico. Imamo kakšno drugo točko dostopno in takrat je pa prednost uklanjalnika, takrat se kot teta zmanjša. So, side advantage of the mirror is that it may happen that this point on our obstacle on the mountain that we would like to use for our link is not available at all. The terrain is not ours. We cannot access it. So we have put the mirror somewhere else. Not in the point right above our interconnecting lines between the transmitter and the receiver. Se pravi, nimamo možnosti, da bi postavili zrcalo točno nad zvezdnico, ga moramo postaviti nekaj drugam, ker una parcela na vrhu hriba ni naša. In tam nas ne pustite ga. Takrat se kot teta zmanjša, so we have to put our device somewhere else, not in its optimum point. Then the angle theta decreases and then mirror has an advantage. If we cannot buy the real estate just on the right spot on the mountain ridge, because there's somewhere else or there's a national park, we cannot put it there, then the mirror has an advantage. But I have to explain here both solutions. Tukaj na predavanjih moram razložiti zdaj obej rešiti, nekaj smo se pogovarjali. Na zrcala se vrnemo čez en teden. Ne? Si bomo pogledali še različne odboje od zrcala. So, we are going to see the reflections from mirrors and from different obstacles that may not be cooperating mirrors next time at our lectures, next week. Okay? Dobro, zdaj smo končali.